Good morning, Packers fans. What's up? Welcome to Packers Daily here on Cheesehead TV. All the social channels. We got Facebook. We got YouTube. We got Twitter. We got you, the most important component all the time. Hope everyone's doing well. It's a big day. Tim Boyle has a new team. That's right. Tim Boyle, laser show in Detroit. Watch him beat out Jared Goff and have to play the Packers and Aaron Rodgers twice a year. Can't wait. You guys think I'm kidding, but I think Boyle's got a shot. We'll see. Good to see everybody in the comments. Hello and good morning on this, I guess, second official day of free agency, fourth actual day. The Packers have been quiet outside of signing Aaron Jones just prior to the kickoff of free agent proceedings. Lots of restructuring, lots of guys being maneuvered cap hit wise, but no major moves from the green and gold. And I can't say that it's a surprise. I do think it has a feel of keeping the core together for at least one more run, maybe two with this core group. And then it's going to be time for a major reset. But for now, the team that had secured first seed in the playoffs and was the best team in the NFC and had a really bad game on that particular Sunday is set to return for the most part. And I think that should be exciting for Packers fans, but of course it won't be because they'll just complain about everything the Packers aren't doing. Can't wait. Augie, thanks for the super chat. How are you? The Lions are our little brother taking all our used toys and hand-me-down clothes. Good luck to Jamal and Tim, the goats. Yeah, there does seem to be a penchant for NFC North teams really gobbling up former Packers. And hey, I get it, man. The Packers have run things forever. Of course you want a little taste of that dust, that little fairy dust, a little magic elixir. You want a little bit of that if you're one of the non-Packers teams in the North. I get it. I feel it. Hey, Nags, good morning. What's up, Ed? Where is my IRS tax return, Nags? Brandy, I'll get right on that. I apologize. I'm sorry. I will endeavor to make sure that it arrives post-haste. Brett, thanks for the super chat. Well, I can't hit it. Preston. Peterson, Vikes, thoughts? Adams will work him. Oh, yes. So Patrick Peterson signed a one-year deal with the Minnesota Vikings last night. 1 year, $10 million, I believe. And yes, undoubtedly, the headliner, the main event, will be Adams versus Peterson in those matchups. How many actual snaps of one-on-one coverage are we going to see? I don't think a ton. And when he does have him in man, I think they will roll coverage that way. They'll shade a safety, et cetera. But yeah, I think I've said it before. I'll say it again. I don't think there's anyone in the league who can shut down Adams one-on-one, an actual one-on-one. But as we know, it's a team game and a lot of components got to come together. But yes, I like Adams' chances in that matchup. Let's just say that. Some teams in the NFC have gotten a little better at positions. Sure, but who do they play on Sunday? You know, yes, you are improving or you're getting worse, and there's no doubt about it. The component that the Packers count on more than any other team is development, and that is not, you know, something that we can measure in any way, shape, or form sitting here on the outside. Yet every offseason, Packers fans, not suggesting that you are, but Packers fans freak out because the Packers don't make a ton of moves that grab headlines. Those moves that grab headlines do very little when it comes to winning actual football games. The Packers will improve from within. That's what they always do. They will probably pick over what's left in free agency starting this weekend into next week. I think Bargain Brian is going to make an appearance where he finds a bargain or two on the market, but I don't think they're going to lay out big money for big name acquisitions. It's just not how they operate. They will continue to draft, continue to develop, and win a boatload of football games. And I, for one, am here for it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Playing Dalton, Cousins, and Goff twice a season has got to have Z, Gary, Kenny, and Preston salivating. No doubt about it, man. But look, the Vikings had a pretty damn good formula last year for hiding Kirk Cousins when they just ran all over the Packers with Dalvin Cook. And I fully expect teams to try and follow suit. And that is a big reason why I suspect the Packers are pointing to defensive line as something they need to overhaul. So. Yeah, I think most teams that are going to be playing the Packers want to do two things. They want to keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline, and they want to kind of limit what they ask their quarterback to do against this front and the secondary, Jair and company. And a great way to go about doing both of those things is running the football. So I would suspect many of those teams will follow suit. Doxson, thanks for the super chat. What's that shirt? I've got the same sweet hat. It's Green Bay D-Train, baby. Come on now. D-Train. Yeah, baby. Green Bay D-Train. Speaking of the defense, I love my shirt. Available in your Cheesehead TV store. Why hasn't Lowry been cut yet? They must think he earns his money being on the ground half the time. I think he's still a possible restructure candidate. I'd be surprised if they straight out cut him, but we'll see. As far as being on the ground half the time, that just tells me that you aren't actually watching tape. You're just looking at TV copy in the moment and really passionate about your team, which is fine. Totally get that. But he's playing probably better than you suspect. Now, do they need to improve at that position? Hell yes. But, you know, that is always going to be the one kind of contract that kind of makes me scratch my head. Never really understood the move there, especially as it came on the heels of cutting Mike Daniels and then giving Dean Lowry money. It's always felt weird to me. But he's not as bad as most Packer fans make him out to be, but they definitely need better. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. Andy, thanks for the super chat. What are the chances of Green Bay signing Will Fuller? I would put them, I'd say minimal, but there is a chance. I think part of it is going to be waiting out the market. And the Packers, the longer Will Fuller is out there, the better the chances are. The Packers can, you know, make some kind of offer in the terms of like, look, we can't break the bank for you, but we'd love to have you come, be a compliment to Devontae. And, you know, former Patriot chief, et cetera, personnel guy, Scott Pioli, put it out there on Twitter yesterday. If you're a wide receiver frustrated with the market, you should be calling Green Bay and saying, look, let me come there 1 year, put up some bunch of numbers with Aaron Rodgers, and then hit the market again next year when the cap is somewhat corrected. And I've seen a couple people out there talking about how the new TV money is going to make the cap explode next year, and that is not the case. It is going to happen 2 years from now. That's when the new TV money will kick in. But next year, the cap should go up, unlike this year when it went down, but it is not going to go crazy. But there will certainly be more money out there for free agents next season. And, you know, coming to Green Bay, catching passes from Aaron Rodgers will certainly boost your marketability, as it were. So all of that to say, there's a small chance they make a move on Will Fuller, and the longer he's out there, the better those chances are. But they're not going to break the bank for him. That is for sure. What in your mind would be the one or two things that put us over the top and win a Super Bowl next season? Kevin, well, one is health. It's always health. I mean, I think the whole reason they didn't play in this Super Bowl is because David Bakhtiari got hurt in practice, which sucks. It's a freak accident kind of thing, but, you know, you saw the importance of tackle play in the NFC Championship game. And then number two is just being able to control things on the defensive side of the ball up front. I think that's where they really got to try to improve, in the sense of, way too many times last year we saw teams were able to like grind out long drives and keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. And third downs obviously were an issue, and that was led to those long drives. If they can just improve there, and I don't need a top five defense, but they need to just play better situationally in those third down situations. I think if they can do that, and look, there's no one magic bullet. There's no one player out there that they're going to add that's going to solve that issue. Part of that is they have a new defensive coordinator, a new scheme. They're going to have a new philosophy. We'll see how that plays out. But that to me is, you know, when you have an offense as prolific, as efficient as the Packers do, and you know you're going to score a boatload of points each and every game, if your defense can just be, you know, just get the ball back one or two more times, you know, there's no way that people are going to be able to stop this team. But that's not a given. You got to do the work. But, you know, that's more than anything, you got to stay healthy. You got to be a little bit better on defense. And I know that sounds like the same shit we've said every year for the last 20 years, because it's true. You know, it's frustrating. I get that, but that is the case. Dark Knight 12, thanks for the super chat. To get the cap needed for draft picks, et cetera, what moves do you think the Packers should take? I suspect that Devontae extension will be incoming sooner rather than later. That will help. We mentioned Dean Lowry before. I think he's a definite possible restructure since he hasn't been cut yet. Those two moves alone should get them where they need to go. But I suspect they'll have a few other tricks up their sleeve, including however they want to approach Aaron Rodgers' contract. That's obviously kind of the elephant in the room as far as I don't doubt for a moment that they're going to do something there. I have no idea what it is. But those moves should be able to free up what they need to do. Tampa had a winning formula in putting together a winning team. They did. So did the Green Bay Packers. The Tampa won on that particular day. There's no doubt about it. You know, they beat their ass down in Tampa. Now that is the truth. But, you know, the Packers were a really good football team. They won a boatload of games. They had a bad matchup. They had a bad game that Sunday. No question about it. But let's not act like the Packers don't know what they're doing when they're putting together a football team. What else we got here, folks? Got that one. Okay, here we go. Big B's here. Big B's in the house. What's up, Big B? Thanks for the super chat. Can we start the trade for Jamal Williams movement yet? Trade for the GOAT. The GOAT! Why do I get the bad feeling that King will be re-signed? I'll be shocked if King's resigned. Are you kidding me? Why are you trying to speak that into existence? Come on now. Come on now. Joseph, thanks for the super chat. First time catching you live, Nags, albeit a late arrival. Thanks for all you do. Go Pack Go. Joseph, thank you for the support and the super chat. Thank you so much. I'm not prepared for 12 to go, hoping I'm just reading too much into it. Well, you're not going anywhere yet. He's got at least one more year in Green Bay, probably two. After that, not so sure. But look, nothing's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers if Jordan Love can't play. So that's the great unknowable. I was on the radio this morning talking about this. We all want to project what's going to happen. We all want to know what the plan is, but so much of it depends on Jordan Love's development. If Jordan Love is in practice in preseason and not looking great and not ready, they're not just going to move on from Rodgers to do it. They're going to keep playing Aaron Rodgers. But if Jordan Love shows development and shows that he's ready, at least in their mind, then they'll make the move. That could be next year. That could be 2 years from now. Just enjoy the ride, man. Don't be fretting about it. What else we got? Grim Chief, thanks for the super chat. How mad will you be if the defense comes out next season and continues to play 10 yards off on third and short? Yeah, I'm trying not to think about it. All right, I'm trying to think good thoughts here. But yes, it will. It would be upsetting. Let's just say that. Oh, no. Andy, bring back Ron Zook. Oh, man. What? No. 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 Any chance for Fuller, or is that a dream? No, Nate, I just talked about that. Yes, no, there's absolutely a chance for Fuller. Slim one, but there's a chance. Jair and Aaron is coming up. Jair is coming up, definitely. Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Jones? Aaron Jones just got re-signed, so I'm thinking you mean Aaron Rodgers? He's got 3 years left on his deal, although no guaranteed money after this season, or going into the season. What do you think the reason is that Aaron Rodgers' contract hasn't been extended or reworked? Because they haven't needed it yet. That's pretty simple. They got everything done that they needed to do to get under the cap and bring Aaron Jones back. You know, they've reset. They'll let the market play out here early on in free agency. If and when they need some room or need something to get done contract-wise, they'll probably extend and or restructure Aaron Rodgers. It'll probably be a restructure. I'd be shocked if it's an extension, actually. But, you know, they haven't needed to yet. So, you know, they're not going to do it just to do it. But they'll, you know, like I said, when they need that room, they will undoubtedly look at Aaron's contract. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. I think every player mentioned in last year's Lil Wayne Green and Yellow song is going to be back as of now. Just saying. That's what you call the core of a team, right? You got your core guys. That's the Packer way, man. Draft, develop, keep your core together. I saw a fake Instagram post that said we signed Kevin King 4 years, $99 million. My heart dropped for a second. Fake Instagram posts. What a world we're living in, man. I love it. Would be nice to get some breaking news during this. Nick, nobody wants that. Nobody wants me during breaking news. You want the professionals. You don't want Aaron Nagler in his living room chatting with his coffee. Nobody wants that. Fifth round punter, please. Just to make Corey's head explode. any truth to their interest in T.Y. Hilton. Matt, haven't heard a thing about it. That doesn't mean it's not the truth. But doesn't seem like the type of guy they would bring in, but you never know. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Grim Chief, what a question. Thanks for the super chat. Slocum, Zook, or Meninga? Holy cow. The Bullet. How's that? Oh, man. I'll take Slocum just because he was at least fun and loud. Wow. Who plays more snaps at edge this year, Preston or Gary? Whew, good question. You know, the initial kind of impulse is to say Gary, but I do think they'll move Gary around more than they will Preston. So I'll go with Preston because I do think Gary will play a lot on the edge, but I also think he'll play three tech and kick inside like we saw a number of times under Pett, and I suspect that will continue under Barry. So we'll see. War, thanks for the super chat. If special teams can just take a single step in the right direction, I'll be happy. Hey, no returns for touchdowns. Let's just start there. Let's just start at the bare minimum, and let's just ask for competence. That's all I ask. You know, when you give up two punt returns for touchdowns in a single season, something that hasn't happened since the 60s, man, you got nowhere to go but up. But yes, just a small step in the right direction, a small step towards competence. That's all I ask. I don't ask for the moon, you know? I just be competent. It feels like a small ask. It really does. I thought that Gary was a rover would dominate, as a rover would dominate. Well, he started to, Brandy. He started to move around and absolutely dominate. His pressure rate was on par with Aaron Donald through the last, like, 7 weeks of the season. Now, that's not to say he's Aaron Donald, but he's causing disruption, which is what you need. I think still the sky's the limit for Gary. I still don't think he's reached his potential. You guys heard me talk about that all last offseason. I think, you know, you saw a glimpse of what he can be towards the end of last year, and I think he's still improving, and that should scare the hell out of every Packers opponent. But, yeah, his ability to stand up, put his hand in the ground, play basically anywhere along that front other than maybe nose, it's exciting. And I think that's a real chess piece for a defensive coordinator. And that's what Barry's talking about when he's talking in his press conference about the foundation that he has to work with. You know, the talent level he has here in Green Bay now, the moment he stepped in, is light years ahead of what he had when he was in Detroit and Washington. There is zero doubt about that. And Gary is a big component there. Do you cringe anytime you see Favre speak on a subject? I don't know. I don't cringe. I just go, oh, Brett, you know, kind of thing. But can we stop asking Brett questions about anything? That's my one request to the world. Like, I don't need Brett's opinion on anything ever anymore, ever again. Maybe about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. There's something there where he obviously has history and some insight. I get that. But like anything else, any other subject, we don't need to hear from Brett. Just go shave your beard and hawk like magic patches that help your body or whatever it is you do. Man, I just don't need it anymore. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. This is one of my favorite off seasons we have ever had. Lots of exclamation points. I never dreamed we would be able to re-sign Jones. More exclamation points. And we are keeping Z around. A Tay extension seems imminent. Let's fucking go. All sorts of exclamation points. Man, that's a lot of exclamation points this early in the morning. I'm right there with you in spirit. I don't have the energy to rise to this occasion. The energy clearly behind this super chat is palpable. I love it. I'm right there with you, buddy. In my heart, if not vocally. But yes, Andrew, let's fucking go. Todd, thanks for the super chat. I love the 3-week injured reserve option. Does the NFL plan to move ahead with that rule in the future seasons, or is it a one and done rule? Todd, that is an excellent question. It was initially, obviously, put in place after negotiations between the league and the PA last summer or last offseason due to COVID, due to everything that was swirling around because of the pandemic. They will look to kind of renegotiate and or debate whether to make it permanent, or permanent as permanent can be, because they're changing everything every fucking offseason nowadays. But that will be on the table. I have to think there's a good chance it becomes a regular rule. I'm with you. I absolutely loved it. Made it a lot more interesting as far as just your maneuverability as a general manager, bringing guys up and down, not having to, like, you know, you put a guy on IR and you can only bring one of them back or two of them back or whatever. Like, anybody can come back after 3 weeks. It's a bit of a game changer, actually. But yeah, I'm right there with you. I really hope they make it permanent, because I thought it added another kind of fun element to roster construction and manipulation. I can't find your website to buy a shirt, Michelle. Oh, because you're on Facebook. I was going to say, it's right below the YouTube. There's a link right below every YouTube video that we do. But go to cheeseheadtv.com, and on the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a link that says shop. Just hit shop, and that'll take you to our Teespring store. And what is probably way too much merch. We've got a lot. But that's the best, easiest way to find it. So cheeseheadtv.com, top row, you'll see a list of things. One of them will be shop. Just hit shop, and you'll be there. You guys are hilarious. Great to hear you on the Doug Gottlieb show. Could hiring Barry mean a slow start on D? David, thanks for listening. And yeah, it's a possibility. There's no question that, you know, installing a new scheme is never, you know, smooth, and or it's rare the guys hit on all cylinders right out the gate. Now, that said, on the defensive side of the ball, you've got a bit better chance to at least be productive and come together because of the reactionary nature of playing defense, right? It's not offense where you've got to be in sync. On defense, yes, you have to be working in concert, rush, pass rush, coverage, etc. But it's, you know, a little bit more instinctual, eyes on the ball, see ball, get ball, flow to the football, get the ball carrier on the ground. All that said, yeah, I would expect some growing pains, no doubt about it, especially in year one, not even just the beginning of the season, but year one in general. Now, that said, if there's a team where you can afford that, it's Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers in this offense. So hopefully it doesn't hurt them in the win-loss column. But yeah, I think there will be some growing pains along the way. Will the league make it mandatory for all players and personnel to get vaccinated? Ron, that is something they are literally discussing as we speak. I think there's a chance, but I think there'll also be pushback from the PA. It is something that they would have to negotiate with the players, but yeah, I know it's absolutely being talked about. And I think the next owners meeting is at the end of this month. So we should get some news on that coming out of that meeting sometime soon. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for all the chats, hanging out here each and every morning, talking Packers. Really means a lot that you make Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine. We know there is a ton of Packers news outlets, places you can go. The fact that you utilize Cheesehead TV at all really means a lot to us. Do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video. Subscribe to our channels. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.